listening to the Power Hour is going to pay off. Let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Don.
Joyce, 12-year, I think 10 or 12-year listener, met you in person and here in Michigan years ago, first-time caller.
God bless you.
And you have a huge following in the great state of Michigan. You have no idea how you're loved here.
Thank you. We love you, too. Thank you so much.
I'm on a website. It's called www.ustream.tv/channel Yoko Show News. It's a Japanese cultural state. The guy, I think the guy is down because of, there's a blackout in his area. He's about 100 or 200 miles southwest of Tokyo. People are tweeting on his website, his servers in Virginia, that embassies, people are getting out of the embassies in Tokyo and foreign nationals. Now, here's what I want to ask you. When we get information, I haven't heard any of this, are U.S. military personnel dependents getting out of Japan yet? That's what we got to follow. If that's happening, that would be a red flag right there.
I believe they are. Absolutely, I believe they're leaving. They're leaving quietly, though. They're not making a big issue of it. They're wanting people to just kind of quietly move out of there and be all out of there before, the knowledge that they're leaving has hit. So I think I don't have any confirmation on that, but I know that the airports have been jammed. They're not even showing the airports on television anymore. And you notice that. They're not even showing all of that kind of chaos. So it'll be interesting to follow that. But that's a good point. That is a very good point. Anything else you'd like to add?
I could add some stuff. I heard through the grapevine here in Michigan from somebody who's got some military contact. I don't want to, let's put it this way, there's big problems as far as the nuclear thing coming, and I don't even want to mention it on the air. It's bad, what I heard.
Okay, well, okay.
Unless you want me to mention it, she heard that there's going to be almost uninhabitable in 45 days because of the nuclear
in Japan.
In Japan.
There's already. I don't know that is even something that's. I think a lot of people are talking about that. And in fact, I even saw the first story on uninhabitable Japan. So you may be very. I don't know how long it's going to take or what's going to happen. But that area. I mean, with five of those plants going up, there's no way they can ever go back there, just like they can't go back to Chernobyl. Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for being a first-time caller that called in. Let me go to Helen in Oklahoma. Helen, you're on the air.